Jasper Hope is in the studio from Dubai Opera.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, Jasper.
Thanks very much. Good
Hello.
To be back.
Nice to have you back. Now, we have been teasing people.
I know.
All day.
We're getting texts out. Please, 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 tell us what it is. There's somebody waiting in. What are they doing? Unfortunately, I'm in the same position. Missed my registration card, but I can't go and do the payment until I've heard this news.
We're costing people money here, holding back an announcement.
Yeah.
Who is coming to Dubai Opera?
This one is for jazz fans. It's Hugh Masekela.
Which is awesome, and I'm so glad you said that, because now I know exactly how to say his name.
Masekela.
I was calling him Masekela.
No, Masekela.
Masekela. Now, why do we need to know about Hugh, if you don't already?
If you don't know about him already, he is a legend in the jazz world. He has been around 70-odd years. I think he must be about 75 or so. This is a man that learnt his craft from people like Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie. And the connection back to that time, back to the 60s, and the decades since, he has worked with absolutely anyone who is everyone. He has developed his own sound, he's learnt from others, and he is just a musical icon.
He is a musical icon, and you know, he plays the trumpet, flugelhorn, sings. He's the all-rounder musician. And this is one tune that I guess quite a few people will know, that will put things into perspective for you. It's called Grazing in the Grass. It's a cracking sound, isn't it? And that thing I like with Hugh Masekela, you can always hear that African influence in his music. You know, it's the roots are still there, Jasper.
The roots are absolutely there. And of course, he is South African, and you know, that comes out in all of his music. But you can also hear the other influences, the training that he had right at the beginning, and then working, as I said, with so many amazing people. Every decade, he's worked with the best of the best, and each time adapted the style a little bit more, developed it, got an even fuller and more unique sound. And we're going to be able to hear that live in Dubai Opera in December.
It's amazing. And he's still making albums. We're going to hear a little bit later on a track from his latest album, which was released just last year.
Yeah, these great musicians, they never want to stop. You know, they get so much pleasure by what they do and sharing their gift with other people. They just want to keep making music.
Mm. Now, at the time when he first started, it wasn't easy for him in South Africa, you know, to break through. And here he is talking about when he actually got his first trumpet.
I was actually bewitched by music from infancy. And when I was 5 years old, my parents, to get me away from the gramophone, had me play the piano. They got me piano lessons. And like 9 years later, I saw a movie about a trumpet player, a big spider pig. It was called Young Man with a Horn, and I had to play the trumpet. He was the chaplain of my boarding school, St. Peter's, in Johannesburg. And he was interested in everybody. He knew my parents. He knew everybody's parents. And he was especially interested in restless people, which I was. And I was in bed with a cold, a bad flu. And he said, what would make you happy? Because I was always in trouble with the authorities anyway. And when you're expelled in those days, there was no other chance for you. And I said, Father, if I can get a trumpet, I won't bother anybody anymore. He said, are you sure, creature? I said, I'm positive. And he sent me with a note to the music store. He knew everybody. And Bob Hill was the manager of the store. He's a Scotsman. He said, Father is crazy. A thing for the 15 pint for a trumpet. But he put in his own little money to do. Everybody really respected him.
How lovely is that?
I know.
Great story.
Yeah.
And it's been his whole career.
Yeah, once he got that trumpet, after seeing that movie, about a trumpet player, that was it. There was no turning back. But making a success of it, you know, getting a trumpet and learning to play it was one thing. Making a success in a musical career back then in South Africa was not that easy.
Very few people are successful at success. I think to survive yourself is one of the greatest successes of success in my profession. And I think it was not only for an indigenous child. I think just if you're a humane person, it was against the law in South Africa. But the paradox is that the greatest activity in music in South Africa happened during the apartheid era. That's when, like, the great Miriam Makeba and the Manhattan Brothers and the musical King Kong and great musicians came out of that era, partly because the environment was very safe in that there were police coming out of the walls and the trees and everything. So it made the environment safer for the entertainment business. The police were not there to protect that, but to perpetrate apartheid as much as possible, but it created, and that's when we all came up. So there was major, but there was never any music schools for Africans. You know, there was not any lessons. We learned myself and Jonas Gwangwa, my cousin, who came out of the Harrison Band to play with professionals who were teenagers. And the people that we learned from were in their 30s and early 40s.
So no formal lessons, Jasper. You know, you just picked up what he could from other more experienced musicians at the time.
Yeah, innate talent, and as you say, learning from others all the way through.
If you just tuned into The Ticket, Hugh Masekela is coming in December. He's going to be at Dubai Opera performing live. What's this show like?
So it's jazz. I mean, this is proper foot tapping stuff. You got to sit back, relax, and just listen, because the sounds and the rhythms. The songs all vary. There are lots of different styles that you're going to hear through the evening, but they're all pretty mellow. They're all pretty relaxed. The tempi will change. You know, obviously, there's fast and slow. The words will change. There's lots of different sounds to hear, but it's a relaxed evening and just some of the best jazz you will ever hear.
He's an amazing talent, and one of the tunes that he wrote, of course, he also got involved in politics, but certainly had a lot of opinions about politics in South Africa at the time. And one of his most famous songs is called Bring Mandela Home, and here he is just talking about how and why he wrote this song.
It's such a long story. You know, I grew up in Alexander Township, and my mother and father were social worker and health inspector in Alexander from the 1940s, you know, through the 50s. And when Winnie Mandela graduated from the John F. Meyer School of Social Work, her and Brigalia Bam came to do their field work studies under my mother. And she actually adopted them because they were young girls from the Eastern Cape. And they got very close to her, and at the time, Nelson Mandela was courting Winnie. So we got to know him when we were still like in our teens. On my 45th birthday in 1984, he had a letter smuggled out of Portsmouth Prison. I actually have a copy of it in my trumpet. That's funny enough. Anyway, it said, you know, we're so grateful, you know, that your father can go and see my family and wishing me all the luck. And it just blew me away that here's a man who's been in jail for 20 years. He's encouraging me on a pint there. Who's like actually living a very good life. And I just went to sit at the piano and I started singing the song. And my wife came rushing from the backyard and said, "I don't know this song. When did you write it?" And I said, "Nelson Mandela just sent it." And that's how it happened.
You know what would be good?
What?
If we had the song.
Well, let's play it. Go on.
Oh, yeah, we do have it. Introducing you today to Hugh Masekela, who is coming to Dubai Opera. Just announced it on the show this afternoon. He's going to be here in December. You can see him live. Why should you see him live, Jasper?
You should see him live because people like Hugh Masekela will not be around forever, and they are truly, truly iconic and legendary. If you never had the chance to see someone like Louis Armstrong or Oscar Peterson in their prime or at any stage in their career, you know you will have missed out if you're a jazz lover. The same is true of Hugh Masekela. If you have a chance, come to Dubai Opera December the 11th and see him live.
We're going to come back and we're going to play you some more of his music.
Yeah, some of his new music.
Yeah, and he's played with some incredible bands that you will know. And yeah, we've got one of those songs for you on the way too.
Tweet the ticket at Dubai Eye 1038 FM.
Welcome back to The Ticket. Dubai Opera is what we're talking about this afternoon, as we do every single Wednesday afternoon on The Ticket.
Yeah.
This is where you'll hear the big announcements first. If you missed it, we just had a huge announcement for you, especially if you love jazz. Jasper, for anyone who's just tuned in, just to remind them who's coming in December.
December the 11th, it's Hugh Masekela at Dubai Opera.
And we've been introducing people who don't know Hugh to his music this afternoon. And it's great, isn't it?
It is. And he's done so many collaborations as well. You know, he's worked with a multitude, not only of jazz musicians, everybody seems to want to work with him.
Yeah, he has been anywhere and everywhere. He's worked with so many different people. He's done festivals. He's done different albums. He's done all kinds of different styles. And he's just a truly legendary musician.
He's also worked with the Dave Matthews Band.
It's a great honor for us to welcome Hugh Masekela to the stage.
Thank you.
tried to play the trumpet?
No, I've never tried.
Can
to
I just
play
stop
the
you there, Steph? Flugelhorn there. It's a different sound. It's a different sound. It's a more warm sound.
Easy mistake to make.
Yeah, very easy. Yeah.
See how much you love that. See how much you love that.
See, well, you learn something, don't you, every day? Yeah, playing flugelhorn on that one. Lovely. It's a lovely warm sound, isn't it, the flugelhorn? A bit warmer than a trumpet.
It's a bit warmer. The instrument is a little bit bigger. Yeah. And yeah, it's a kind of cross between a trumpet and a French horn, somewhere in the middle sound-wise of those two.
Mm. Beautiful.
So what was you going to ask then?
Have you ever played flugelhorn?
No.
Me neither. Have you?
No. But I've sat next to a guy who has played flugelhorn. It's a beautiful sound. Awesome sound.
Hugh Masekela's got a new album out.
Yes, he has. I mean, you know, still making music to this day, you know. And that's what I think makes an absolute legend. They just never lose that appetite to make new music, Jasper.
Yeah, just constantly looking for the next thing, constantly exploring the musical boundaries that they have and enjoying playing for people.
And this is from his new album. It's called No Borders.
So there he is, vocals and trumpet on that one, from his latest album, No Borders. That's Hugh Masekela.
Who you can see in Dubai Opera in December. To get your tickets, dubaiopera.com is how you do that. And I would get them sharpish, because those ones are going to go, aren't they?
I think they will, absolutely. Book early is my advice.
Now, not only jazz coming up, but dance, which is always ever so popular at Dubai Opera. You've got a rather big name coming.
We have a fantastic name coming. We had a huge success last year with Sara Barris and the flamenco tradition. We decided to follow it up, and we are delighted to have Eva Yerbabuena coming this October. So it's going to be a really, really good show. She is an extraordinary dancer.
And can you tell us a little bit more about her? I know she's done film. She was in a documentary called Flamenco Women, back in 1997 that was. But what are we going to see on stage?
You're going to see a similar kind of show to what we saw with Sara Barris. So there's a group of musicians, guitar and rhythm basically makes up the musical side of the show. I can't pronounce the name of the show in Spanish, but I think it's Meat and Bones is the translation.
Carne y Hueso.
There you go. Thank you very much.
We were doing that upstairs.
We were practicing that before the show.
Excellent. Meat and Bone, or Bones. She will be the center of attention, obviously, on the stage. The footwork is what you have to look for with flamenco in particular.
We'll be getting that special dance floor in again.
I will be having the special dance floor again, yes, absolutely, the sprung floor. And you need to obviously listen to the taps, but watching the feet is extraordinary, because the speed at which they move and just the beauty and elegance and poise of the rest of the body. It's so still through the kind of central core of the body. Mm-hmm. The arms move and the legs move, but in the center, it's dead still, and it's just amazing to watch.
So you want to be right at the front for this one?
There's a pretty good view wherever you are in Dubai Opera, but watching the feet from up close, there's just nothing like it with flamenco.
Let's have a listen to some of the music from this production that's coming with Eva. It's called Carne y Hueso. Te caí, tienes solera. Vendele, te discutí. Te caí, tienes solera. Porque la madre del cartel.
show again, Mark?
Carne e hueso.
It's going to be a good one.
Don't let it disappear off the screen, otherwise I won't be able to do it.
I'll ask you again in just a minute. So Jasper, when can we see Eva at Dubai Opera?
October the 5th is Eva Yerba Buena.
And I believe, Little Bird tells me, you're going to be giving us another big announcement next week.
If you're kind enough to invite me back, yes, I very well might be.
You're booked in already. I'm writing it in the diary already.
All right, see you next Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Jasper.